It's literally just pointless pining for the past. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I hope you are well. I hope you have had an incredible Christmas and your new year has just been good. Like, it's starting slow and it's building up and it's gonna be great. I hope that's what you are experiencing. So, first things first, no, you are not mistaken. This is being uploaded on a Thursday. Not late, exactly on time as it should be. I've decided to move the dates out to a Thursday for this year, just to give me a bit more time. So, life has been hectic and I'm currently recording this very episode at just before 11 p.m. So, life is crazy. But that is exactly what I wanted to speak about in today's episode. It's more of a rant and a ramble than it is a full-blown episode. So bear with me, hopefully it won't be too long. But today's episode, I wanted to speak about the new year, recap my previous year, because I've been doing reflections and that just didn't work out. So instead, I'm gonna talk about 2024 and the phrase of new year, new me. But instead of new me, I'm going to say new mindset. Because honestly, once you change your mindset about something, it just puts things into perspective and you just click. Like when you're doing a Rubik's Cube and suddenly you do a couple twists and everything just falls into place. It kind of feels like that, where everything is as it should be, everything is in alignment and everything just works. And my Christmas wasn't that great, as I mentioned previously, not for any particular reason. It was just an amalgamation of everything around it, just chaos, from the Christmas party that I had at work, to my holiday being not really mine, to the busyness of Christmas Day itself, and then like 3-4 days of recovery afterwards because you've just been so exhausted but you're still doing things. And the new year comes, and honestly this was my most boring New Year's and I loved it. I literally spent New Year's Eve watching videos on YouTube of how to plan your best year for 2024. And I actually journaled a bit. I wrote down a couple plans. I did a couple outlines. It was really, really fun because my brother went out and my sister went out. So it was just myself and my parents. And we were all together before the countdown. And then after the countdown, there was a show called Homicide for the Holidays, where it literally traces murders that happened over the holiday period, and we binge watched I think 2 or 3 episodes. We got the tail end of one, watched another 2, and the third one I had actually watched previously in the week, so I didn't need to watch it again, but it was awesome. We stayed up to like 2 a.m. watching that, so it was actually such a good chilled New Year's Eve. I absolutely loved it. So that was what I did. If you want to leave a comment, I would love to know what you did. But that was just what it was. And for other people, they'll be like, you know, you need to go out, you need to do something exciting. Because I know for the year prior, we went to the Kersenbosch Garden, where it was a New Year's bash and it was a concert. They had different people there, and because I was performing, they were like the headliners, and they even did unreleased music, and I absolutely loved the show. But I wasn't in the mindset for it because my puppy had died. Well, my small dog had died, and I had not fully processed it because it had been hours since I had been told the news. So I was devastated, and then I go out and have a party. So mixed feelings, mixed emotions, a bit crazy, but I had a good time this past New Year's Eve. And it's literally, as I said, it's your mindset, how you see it, how you approach it, by your metric, by your measure. And for me this year, I need to get myself together and mentally shift on a lot of different things. I had been speaking about getting healthier and getting more fit, and my brother is a good example of someone who has done that. And I had been speaking to him the past few months, and we actually had a minor blowout about it, to the point where he's just like, I feel like I keep talking to you and you don't listen and take it in, so I'm just not gonna do that. Is that fine? And I'm just like, of course, absolutely, okay. And then the other day I said, I finally am ready to listen to your advice, if you are willing. If you aren't, cool. And he was very receptive to that, because as I said, I explained the same thing to him, like my mindset needed to shift. And you do that by exploring internally what has been going on with you. I journaled just before recording this episode just so that I can keep my journaling streak going, because what I do is I stop and I start things. But once you have your habits in place, your routines in place, your systems set up so that you can't fail, then that's exactly it. You cannot fail. But if you aren't willing to do the research, to do the prep, to put in the effort before, you're not gonna get there. And with me, I needed to look at everything and reflect, because that is something I have been doing heavily the last few weeks. I've been reflecting and ruminating a lot, and it's all good, but unless you actually learn something from it, it's literally just pointless pining for the past. And yes, I love that alliteration that I did not prep, so good job me. But that is exactly it. We need to praise ourselves for the good we do. We need to acknowledge the bad we've done. And we need to see what neutral things could swing either way. Kind of like I did in last week's episode. But do it more with a focus on your mental shifts. Do you berate yourself when you have something sweet that you know you shouldn't? Or are you just like, I can have what I want because it's not going to be the end of anything if I just have this chocolate. I'm gonna enjoy it, I'm just gonna have one, and then I'm gonna move on with my life. And if you don't have that self-control, you need to figure out what's triggering you, what's working against you, what you need to do to move past that. And that is that mental shift. You need to commit to your goal, commit to yourself, commit to your future self, and make the hard decisions. Put in the work. Do the difficult thing. Because doing what's easy and doing what's fun is two very different things, but that's the discipline and the motivation that's going to give you that push that you need. Because trust me, I know this. If I don't want to do something, I'll find every excuse under the sun not to do it. But the moment I think to myself, will this make a difference in the long term to my habits, to my goals, to my routines? And the moment you start interfering with something that needs to be very strict and disciplined, and asking yourself those questions, you're going to be like, ooh, me doom scrolling for an hour, where instead of doing that, I could have done a 20 minute yoga workout, a 10 minute meditation, and 30 minutes of prep on some hobby that I have. Like prepping a script, reviewing notes, doing research. Once you put it into perspective like that, you can see how those things add up in your day. Because doing 20 minutes of exercise is good for your body. Doing some meditation is good for your mind. Working on a hobby is good for your overall well-being, because it's something that brings you happiness. So why not do it? Once you put things into perspective mentally and decide to shift out of a laziness mode, or I just don't feel like it mode, or whatever issue you feel you like to use as your, you know, allowance word, the word that allows you to get away with it, that word or phrase that allows you to be like, you know what, YOLO, I'm just gonna do what I want right now, tomorrow can wait. No, stop that. Or it's like, I just don't feel like it. Or as South Africans in this current situation, it's load shedding, or it's too hot because it's summer. Excuse you, go drink some cold water. Take a cold shower if you need, and do what you need to do. And with electricity, I'm sure the cold shower is probably the only option, but you do what you need to do. I mean, I have been clearing and moving and organizing things, and I am on a roll, because I am just like, I want to be someone who reads, so I make sure I read before I go bed. I want to be someone who journals and figures themselves out, so I make sure to journal and explore themes and things that I'm just like, that's an odd thought. Let me write and explore that. I want to be more organized, so I make sure every night before or after I journal, I usually write in my brand new diary from Typo, not sponsored, and plan my day. In that diary, there's a gratitude section, which I sometimes forget to journal. But even just in today's journal entry gratitude thing, I was able to speak about myself and this morning that I was grateful I was able to just stop for a cup of coffee on my way to fetch my office equipment from my office because I dropped it off end of last year. Doing that just literally made my day. I was able to pull over, get a cup of coffee, sit for 5 minutes in the car and just enjoy it and just have some me time. And that makes the world of difference. Because why? I've shifted my mindset from being focused on everyone else and shifted to, I can still care about everyone else, but I can also care about me in a way that I would want them to care for me, you know? You think, oh, I have to keep going because that's what they expect. But what about you? What do you expect from yourself? What do you expect? And what standard do you hold yourself to? Stop thinking about others. Think about yourself. You are the main character, as they say these days. It's all about you. So why make someone else the main character in your story? No, choose you. And that is something that has literally gotten me excited. It's gotten me motivated. I'm getting up early, I'm doing things, and I want to keep doing that because it makes me feel really, really good. So yeah, that is my rant for today. The song of the week, ironically enough, is Feeling Good by Michael Bublé, just because the lyrics are always incredible of that song. So go give that song a listen. It's a good way to start your day, get your mindset right for the year, figure out your goals, and yeah, I will see you in the next episode, which, just to reiterate, will be next week, Thursday, not Wednesday. And that's it from me. Remember, keep being a better being and a mindful one. I'll see you. Love you. Bye.